Good morning, Felix. How are you doing?
Morning, Mitch. Good to be with you.
So the passport's only accepted by a small number of countries. Why don't we see it being accepted by more developed countries like America?
For the simple reason that every country would want to have a very firm grip on the people and the identity of the individuals coming into their country and leaving their country. So it's a very jealously held privilege or right on the part of governments to actually make sure that they control that flow. What the World Passport does is to actually bypass it, and that's the main problem that exists for it.
So explain that a bit further. What's the problem? There's not enough identification on someone who uses a world passport. It's not tied to any sort of certain country. Is that the problem?
The countries themselves can't be sure that the person's identity is as stated. And as a result, there is a deep misgiving regarding document. The other problem with all of this is that there's so many people that are without travel documents altogether, either prevented from having them by their own governments so that they can't travel, or people that can't actually establish who they are and therefore can't move beyond any particular set of borders. So it's a tricky issue, and it's one that's been around for a very long time indeed.
So do you think that the current system as it stands with countries issuing their own passports to people, is it too ingrained, do you think, to ever be changed to accept something like world passports on a greater level?
Certainly, that's my feeling. You mentioned that there are relatively few countries that actually recognise these. By my count, there are only about six with such important states as Burkina Faso, and Mauritania being ones that actually recognise officially this sort of document.
What would be, we talked about Mos Def, aka Yasin Bey, who was blocked from leaving South Africa. What would happen to someone who only had a world passport, wasn't able to actually use it when they were going from country to country?
What would happen is that the country that actually presides over the departure or arrival of that person has in many respects absolute rights in controlling their movement. And I notice with Mos Def that he has to visit the police station every 4 days, I think it is, in order to reestablish his presence. And on top of that, it's going through a court action to boot.
Do you think there's also a risk in someone who uses a world passport of maybe abusing the system a bit and maybe leading to something dangerous?
Absolutely. And that's one of the major issues. The other issue is a very practical one, and that is who controls the World Service Group. Are they controlled by a group of individuals who are perfectly neutral and perfectly politically acceptable, or are they ones who are actually running with their own agenda? These are the sorts of preoccupations that governments actually would confront in judging whether or not they would accept such a document.
So they could have, in theory, this organisation who issues these world passports could have ulterior motives or could be pushing a certain agenda or something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a privately organised body. It's not given any particular imprimatur by governments, and therefore, they're really less than transparent as far as governments are concerned.
Okay, all right. Well, fascinating stuff. Professor Felix Patrick, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.